Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We are in our series on the primer that we've been doing in January, February, just to get everybody ready for really following God's will this year, which is, if you look at any desire, you know, because a lot of people make resolutions, I'm going to. And really the only one we really need to make is I have a heart to follow God.
Absolutely. Into whatever he wants to lead and do in our lives that year.
And that he will guide us. He will guide us into what his plan is. So really it's moving from, and this is what the whole issue of abiding is about, is we move from our agenda. Mm-hmm. And what we think, and remember, we have good hearts, so we want to do good things. We want to fulfill and please God. There's no doubt about that. But God says, what I really want from you is for you to walk with me. First of all, I enjoy walking with you, and I want to have fellowship with you. And I know what I'm doing to lead you to my kingdom work that involves your path unique to you.
Right.
You know, where you live, where you go to church, the business you have. All of those things are unique to you. So it's not, what things do I need to do? He says, no, it's walking with me along a path. And he says, I gear what I'm up to your path. And it is unique to you. But if you're going to discern my will, you'll join me in my work. You'll see the kingdom life, the covenant. I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. And we've been talking about the different aspects of that, of how do we receive it? Because that's really where the issue is that, can I really know that specific detail, really?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just left to try to figure it out and do the
right.
best job I can and only operate with what happens? And God says, no, I can guide you. And we talked, you know, last couple of times about the prophetic. And the prophetic is that you and your spouse, your inner circle, they're speaking into that together.
Mm-hmm.
So that one of the things that Linda and I do with our leaders is we do say, you know, tell us, what are your decisions? What are the issues? What things are you seeking God's will
right.
for?
What are the big things on the horizon right now?
Yeah.
and
so we listen to that. And then our role is to walk with you so that
mm-hmm.
you get the specifics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite fun and it's unique. And it starts with, as we've talked about, you know, what's the truth? What do we need to know? What's the ask, seek, and knock process? How can we speak into each other until, and we talked last time, you get to unity,
mm-hmm.
which is, and unity isn't we agree. It's that we all are in sync with the Spirit saying, this is the way, walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's step by step by step. So today we're going to talk about an interesting piece of this. This one piece generally, by the way, for most people becomes the only piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about, it is an important piece, but it's not the only piece. So go to Acts 16, verses 6 to 12. This is a situation with Paul.
Sure.
Acts 16, 12.
When they had gone through Phrygia, the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried going into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. You should have warned me before reading that passage of all of the places I was going to be reading. I think you did that just to if I could pull it off.
Yeah, let's see how you do on these, you know.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's laugh at Candy.
Yeah, that's it. So as we understand, see, Paul, remember, had gone on what's called the first missionary journey.
Mm-hmm.
he and Barnabas. Actually, Barnabas had gone and gotten Saul, and the Holy Spirit said, okay, I want you to go start churches. And he would go to, first of all, went to Cyprus, which is Barnabas's home country, an island. And then they went north into the up the Mediterranean into, the area, which would be, Turkey and those kind of places, and started churches. And they were doing that for a couple of years. Then they went back to Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit said, I want you to now go do it again and to a different place, and I don't want you to do what you've just done. I want you to go to a different place and go, to where I send you. So they received it. Now, by the way, this is where Barnabas was supposed to go with them. And by this time, what had happened during the first missionary journey is Barnabas was the leader.
Right.
But during that first missionary journey, the Holy Spirit said, hey, Barnabas, you're not the leader. Paul's going to be the leader. And this is part of the beauty of God's will, is that Barnabas didn't say, yeah, but hey, I'm the leader. I'm the leader. And I've been doing all this stuff. And see, he just said, this is all about the kingdom. It's not about me.
Self came out of the equation, and it was about what God wanted. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Hey, Paul, step up, and I'll be a second banana here. And he was completely willing to do it, because Barnabas knew something. God's will is best and none better. It's not about me. It's not about my ego. It's not about what people think about me. It's, are we serving God in the role he asked for us? Sure. So they go. And during the first missionary journey, John Mark, who, by the way, wrote the book of Mark, left. He got homesick. He was angry. He was frustrated. And he said, I'm not going with you guys anymore. I'm leaving. Even though they said, no, you really should stay with us. And this is where John Mark, in a sense, didn't follow God's will.
Right. There was a division there, too. Yeah.
And he just left. Okay. So now they're going on their second missionary journey. And Barnabas says to Paul, let's take John Mark. And because why? Well, Barnabas, just like he did with Saul, when the disciples were like, I don't think he should be around us. Well, the only one that would go talk to Saul, who became Paul, was Barnabas.
Right.
Because he trusted him, and the Father said, yep, he's one of us, and I want you to help him. So Barnabas had spent time with John Mark, and John Mark had repented.
Yeah, he knew John Mark's heart at that point.
And he knew his heart and that he had a heart to follow God. He said, hey, let's just take John Mark. And Paul says, absolutely not. I will not take him. He failed us. He left. He's a loser. I'm not taking him. Now, Barnabas, and you can read this in Acts there, 15 and 16, is that he said, Paul, you're not right. His heart has changed. He's repented. He's valuable. We should train him. And see, this is a moment where Paul got stuck in the flesh and said, I don't care. I'm not doing it. And Barnabas said, well, I have to follow God. My assignment is to train him. So you go ahead. I'm not going to go with you. It says they had a division. I'm not willing to follow you, Paul. I'm following God. Now, by the way, that's kind of a critical piece of God's will.
Right.
Is it's not about how does everybody feel. It's that, Father, are you leading us to unity? Now, if Paul would have said, I'd be willing to seek God more on this, he would have led him to unity on it. But Paul just said, I'm not willing to do that.
And the unity that he could have led them to was that Paul would go one direction and Barnabas and John Mark another, but without dissension and without unforgiveness.
Yeah. And without them deciding it. So he said, no, you go. I'll take John Mark. And what he does is he takes him to Cyprus. That's Barnabas's hometown. And says, you go on. I'm going to take him and you move. By the way, this is where I believe this is one of the experiences of Paul that enabled him to write Philippians 3:13. And it's, I forget the things of the past and move on to the high calling of Christ. Is that through this process, Paul repented. And he didn't hold it like I made a mistake and I'm going to be off of God's will. God says, yeah, you made a mistake. But now that you're coming back, forget the past. Let's go. Don't worry. I can make all this work. I got it going, and I got a kingdom life for you and a kingdom life for Barnabas. And now this is really cool. At the end of 2 Timothy, which is the last book that Paul wrote, here's what he says. And he's, by the way, remember, he's in a place where he's in Rome, and in jail. But he says, would you please bring John Mark to me? Because he's extremely valuable for the kingdom of God.
Wow. Yeah. So you see the heart change there.
I got it. You know, and why? Well, because Barnabas was faithful to God's will. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a critical piece of us following God's will, is that because of people's free wills, you know, were they supposed to go together? Probably. Like you said, maybe through that, God could have said, actually, the best thing would be, hey, Paul, you go do this, and Barnabas, you go do this. Mm-hmm. But Barnabas was, well, Father, what do you want me to do? He said, I'm calling you to train John Mark.
Right.
That's my call to you. And even if there's conflict with Paul, you stay true to me. And then both Paul, Barnabas, and John Mark all saw God do his great work.
Right. Talk about a great example of God pleasing rather than man pleasing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been really easy for him to, out of obligation or just out of, you know, out of friendship even, to continue to go on with Paul. And, well, I don't want to let him down and I don't want to cause division there. And yet he was faithful to what God was calling him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's about following God, not others, even when there's conflict. So Paul goes on his second missionary journey, and he goes to, you know, if you can see the picture, geographic picture of Israel, you know, it's on the very eastern side of the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean then goes west, and land is basically where is Greece. Mm-hmm. And then it goes north. The Mediterranean goes north with a big bay, and then it continues west. So he goes to basically the edge of Greece. Mm-hmm. So he's physically at a place where if he would go northeast, he goes into what's called Asia, you know, and that would be Turkey and all those countries that direction. He could go north, which would be up further into Greece. And that's where he's at. And he says, I want to go to Asia. Mm-hmm. Now, this is important for God's will, is that and Paul, as we can see here with the vision, he had no trouble hearing God's voice. Mm-hmm. So, and this is something that's interesting about God's will, is what we would like, and what Paul would have liked, is, well, just tell me where I'm supposed to go.
Right.
Let's go. You know, I can hear it. I can receive, and I want to, but he didn't. He said, I believe I'm supposed to go into Asia. So he heads that direction. And again, just read verse 6 there and 7 and see what happened.
6 and 7. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia, the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
Yeah. Just stop right there. So it wasn't that, no, you can't go. He would have said, the Holy Spirit said not to go there. See the mm-hmm. difference? He was forbidden by the Holy Spirit, and he did this through circumstance. So what they did, remember, and they're walking, you know, with animals and supplies and things. They started. Mm-hmm. We're going this way. And we know what we're up to. We're gonna develop churches. He goes that way. And it says he's forbidden. So circumstantially, things happened that it didn't work for him to keep going.
Right. That's fascinating, because when I think of the word forbidden, I think of a spoken forbidding, right?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the translation of that word actually would come out to be something that says circumstances blocked them. So the Holy Spirit
circumstances blocked me, and I tried, but I recognize, wait a minute, this isn't working. Something's not right here.
I'm not going to knock this door down.
Yeah. And because of that, it's like, wait a minute, we thought we were going to go this way, but circumstances are such that it's not working. Is that right? Am I hearing that right? Yep. Mm-hmm. You're hearing that right. Okay. All right. So he says, all right, we're not going that way. Let's go north, because that's really the only direction for me to go. Because remember, he had just come from the east, which would have been Israel and the churches he had already started on his first missionary journey. So, well, I'm not going back there because I've already been told to start new churches. Okay, I want to go to Asia. Nope, I'm circumstantially blocking that. Okay, I'll go north. Okay, now read the next verse.
After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
Yep. And again, see, the key word there is I tried. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that, am I supposed to go?
Mm. He actually was walking and planning and heading that direction.
Moving, yeah. Tried to go north. I tried to go into Asia. No, I tried to go north further up into Greece, and the Spirit blocked them. Mm-hmm. Again, circumstances. Okay. And again, so Are we being blocked here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's a combination of, as I'm trying and believing a certain path, circumstances can come up and start to block that path.
Mm-hmm.
And things can happen. And what I'm trying to introduce here is that it's not to be ignored. It's just not to be relied on as the only way.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, Paul would say, are you, because he said the Holy Spirit blocked it. So
right.
are you blocking it, or is it the enemy, or are we just got to walk through this further? Nope, that's me.
Right.
Okay. So it's a combination of something's happening and things aren't working that I thought was going to work. I got to change my path. Father, are you changing my path? Yep. Okay. Now he's think about where he's at. I can't go south because that's the ocean. I can't
mm-hmm.
go west. That's the ocean, the Mediterranean Sea. I tried to go northeast. That ain't happening. I'm going north. That ain't happening. Now, at that point, and this is where a lot of us would have gone, what would we have concluded?
Well, I'm just not supposed to be doing this. I heard it all wrong.
I must have heard it all wrong. That because there's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
I tried every possible way. I already know I'm not supposed to go back to the east and just visit churches alone. And God blocked every place. So did I hear this right? Or mm-hmm. are we just supposed to go to Jerusalem? And now he could have figured it out himself. Now, Paul did understand something, which is what he tries to teach us, is that no, keep standing on the truth that you know
mm-hmm.
and don't backtrack, even when you don't know where to go next.
Right.
But stay there and say, wait a second. I know you've called me to start churches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm committed to that. Now, as far as I can see,
I don't know where.
I don't know where right now because nothing makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying, I guess I didn't hear, and I guess I'm going back to Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to start acting on my own because I don't see the answer. Basically, he says, while I was there, he then said, implied, well, where do you want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
What's on your heart? And you need to reveal your heart to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure this out. I tried, nothing worked. You blocked it circumstantially, which is okay. What do you want me to do? Okay, now while he's asking that question, what happens? He gets a vision.
Yeah, he gets a vision of where to go, right?
Yeah, and so this is from Philippi, a guy from Philippi. Mm-hmm. And a vision says, come here.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says, that's where I'm supposed to go. Now,
mm-hmm.
what did it take for God to show him?
Him being willing to listen and seek God, right? And not just decide on his own. He had to continue with God, what do you have to say? And be open and surrender to whatever that might be.
Yeah. And he said, I tried. Didn't work. Okay. Well, then show me, reveal to me what you have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll wait for you to reveal it. Now, he expected a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
God gave him a vision, a spiritual vision, Philippi.
Mm-hmm.
And see, in his mind, he wasn't even thinking that.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, I should go that way. He didn't even think that at all. Because as far as he thought, if I'm going to go to Philippi, I'm going to have to go north along the coast. And you just told me not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, well, I have a different way of doing it. And that's where I want you to go. Go there. Okay. So he receives his will. And what he does then is he gets into a boat, goes across the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on the other side because Philippi is on the west side, on the north side of the west side of the Mediterranean in this big bay. So it says he directly went there and didn't stop to start churches.
Mm.
So this is really cool, is that, okay, I know now where I'm going.
Right.
I know how I'm going to, I got to go across the sea on the boat and then start going north on land. And he could have said, well, since I'm doing that,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't I just start churches in those cities up to Philippi?
On the way, right.
And he said, no, my assignment, son, is mm-hmm. Philippi. I don't even want you starting churches yet along the coast on the other side. Just go to Philippi. Okay.
Mm.
And he went directly there without starting any other church. And then, of course, that's where he finds, you read further, that that's where he found people already praying.
Mm-hmm.
And he locates them in there. You know, that's where Lydia's is and all the stuff. And, the, you know, women of the church, which is kind of a cool thing. And that's where he stays and starts a church
right.
in Philippi. And so he received God's will, and it was step by step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Go on the missionary journey. Go here. I'm trying there. Nope. Where? I'll show you. I'll reveal it to you. Oh, right. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, so that brings questions. Like I've had conversations with people on this passage before, and it'll bring up questions about, so did he hear wrong when he was heading north? Did he hear wrong when he was going, or was that God's timing? And he was teaching him things along the way and just laying out a path, you know, and how do you know the difference between the two, you know?
Yeah. And here's the answer to that is no, he did not hear wrong. Mm-hmm. God was wanted him because Paul, you know, understood all this. Son, I want you never to let this become a system.
So good.
And I don't want you, even because you can hear my voice, mm-hmm. to just say, well, just tell me the answer.
Right.
He said, I'm not going to tell you this. I'm going to let you go ahead and try what you think is right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to block it because circumstances do play a part in this. And I want you to recognize that don't just ask me to give you the answer, mm-hmm. but just have a heart to follow. And when things aren't working, don't think you heard wrong. Just say, well, what do you have to say about this? See, he could have said, right. Hey, this is the enemy blocking you, so stay with it. Mm-hmm. Nope, that's me. I'm blocking it.
Yeah.
What? Okay. And what Paul was saying to us is as you seek God's will, the way he's going to do it is 100 different ways, and just follow the way, and don't you try to figure out a system and then you only follow that system. And he needed to show that to Paul, who easily could have gone into a system.
Right. It's funny. God continues to highlight the phrase to me, responsive obedience.
Right.
And that's really what you're talking about is walking step by step with God and then being ready and willing to pivot when the Holy Spirit says pivot, right?
Right. That's right.
It is that responsive obedience. And that's what you see here with Paul. And you have to think God was also teaching him some things in his heart through all of this, just like what you said about what it looks like to walk in responsive obedience, and that there are other factors at play that we don't see and know, but God does.
Right.
And setting things up. And then when he went to Macedonia was good soil. That timing, they were ready for him.
That's right.
You know.
Yep. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great story, that there isn't a system. And even with Paul, he had to understand the role of circumstance, not to rely on it, not to be the sole way of doing it, but that you use a way different, many things of how we do it. And we're just supposed to follow and then get clarity as we need. And you will reveal your will even when we feel stuck. And so I just pray that we'll understand that, the beauty of walking with you, and that even with Paul, you showed him a different way. And we praise you and thank you with that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.